All right, everyone ready to get into it today? We're taking a deep dive into a topic that I know a lot of us are curious about. We're talking Gen Z and how they're impacting the workplace.
I think a lot of people have a certain picture in their head when they hear Gen Z.
Right. Lazy, entitled, glued to their phones.
Exactly.
But we're going deeper with this deep dive.
We are.
To get past the headlines and look at some fascinating findings.
Absolutely.
From an article called How Gen Z is Shaping Workplace Culture, Redefining the Traditional Corporate Work Structure.
You know, it's really fascinating to see how Gen Z is changing things.
Yeah.
And not just by, like, making demands, but bringing their values into the workplace.
Interesting.
Which I think is really shaping a better environment for, well, everyone.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. But first, let's back up. Who exactly are we talking about when we say Gen Z?
Right, so Gen Z, generally, we're looking at people born between 1997 and 2012.
Okay.
And they're the first true digital natives.
That's right.
They've never known a world without internet or smartphones or social media.
Wow.
So it's really not just that they're good with technology, but their entire way of thinking, communicating, problem solving.
Right.
Has been shaped by this digital world.
So it's more than just being able to use TikTok or whatever.
Oh, way more.
Uh-huh. Right. It's about how those skills translate into actual skills.
Exactly.
That they can use in the workplace.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Like their preference for platforms like Slack over email.
Oh, interesting.
It's not even really just about efficiency for them.
Okay.
It's about that constant communication and connection.
Right. They want to be in the loop.
Yeah, it's how they've always operated.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm starting to see how all of this connects to their values and how that then influences their work style.
Totally.
Now, the article also mentioned Gen Z having a strong social conscience.
They do.
So how's that factoring into their career choices?
Well, Gen Z has grown up with, like, constant access to information about all these global issues.
Right.
Climate change, social justice, all of it.
Yeah.
And they're not just reading about it.
Right, right.
They're experiencing it firsthand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it makes sense that they want careers that match their values and actually contribute to solutions.
It's not just a job. It's got to be a job that makes a difference.
Exactly.
Right.
Companies can't just, like, slap a mission statement up on their website and call it a day.
Yeah, Gen Z can see right through that.
Totally. Gen Z is looking for real action.
Okay.
Companies that actually walk the walk, you know, when it comes to sustainability, ethical sourcing, diversity, and inclusion.
So they're holding businesses accountable.
Absolutely. They're holding businesses accountable for their impact.
I see a pattern emerging here. Values driven, digitally fluent, constantly connected.
It's all connected.
Okay, let's talk about another big one. Flexibility.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost synonymous with Gen Z at this point.
It's true. Gen Z is really challenging that whole traditional 9-to-5.
Yeah, it's like their worst nightmare.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
But I think it's important to look at the why behind this.
I agree.
It's not just laziness
or
entitlement.
It's about recognizing that we can be productive anywhere, anytime.
It's less about where work gets done, more about focusing on results.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They've grown up with technology that lets them work from anywhere, anytime. And I think, honestly, their demands could lead to some really positive changes for everyone.
I can see that. Less commuting, more time with family, maybe even time for a midday yoga class.
Uh-huh, right?
But are there downsides? Does that constant connectivity blur the lines?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something Gen Z is forcing us to address.
Okay.
Like, when does work end and life begin?
Right.
How do we stay connected but not constantly on?
Yeah, these are big questions.
They are tricky questions.
But important.
Yeah, they're ones we need to be asking.
So it seems like Gen Z is not only changing how we work.
Right.
But also what it means to have work-life balance.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Okay, I'm curious about another value Gen Z brings to the workplace.
Yeah.
Diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
It seems like it's more than just checking boxes for them.
Oh, absolutely. Diversity and inclusion is deeply personal to Gen Z.
Okay.
They grew up in a more diverse world than ever before.
Yeah, for sure.
And they want to see that reflected in their workplaces.
So what does that look like in practice? What are they expecting?
Well, for Gen Z, it's not just about seeing people from different backgrounds in the office, you know?
Okay.
It's about feeling like their unique perspectives are valued,
right,
that their voices are heard.
Yeah.
Regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation.
It's about true representation.
It is.
And having their voices heard at all levels.
Yes, from entry level to the C-suite.
So it's about representation, but also having a seat at the table.
That's
a real voice in the decision making.
Absolutely.
They want to know that their input matters.
Yes, and that their contributions are valued.
Okay, so what are companies actually doing?
They're doing things like unconscious bias training.
Okay.
For employees.
Yeah.
Mentorship programs for underrepresented groups.
Okay.
And really committing to hiring and promoting diverse talent.
So it sounds like Gen Z is pushing companies to go beyond just talking the talk.
They are.
And create a truly inclusive work environment.
It's pretty powerful.
It is powerful, but creating that kind of environment is hard work.
It is.
Right. It takes more than good intentions.
It does.
Do you think companies are up for it?
They have to be. I mean, Gen Z is making it clear diversity and inclusion are non-negotiable.
Yeah, I can see that.
If companies want to attract and retain top talent, they need to create workplaces that reflect the world.
That's a good point. So we've talked about values, tech skills, flexibility, inclusivity.
Yeah.
It's interesting how those values are shaping the future of work.
They really are.
It's not just about skills. It's about aligning with their sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Now, I want to touch on something else. Gen Z's desire for meaningful work.
Okay.
It seems like they aren't just looking for a paycheck.
No, they're not.
But a job that aligns with their values, that makes an impact.
Right. Then this isn't some idealistic thing.
No.
Gen Z has grown up knowing all about global challenges and feeling like they can be part of the solution.
They want their work to have purpose.
Yeah. It's got to be bigger than themselves.
So it's not just what they do, it's why.
Exactly.
So they're drawn to companies that are actually making a difference.
Yes. Whether it's through products, services, or their social impact, whatever it is, it has to be meaningful.
This makes me think about how companies are branding themselves these days.
Mm-hmm.
Are they adapting their message?
They are. You're seeing companies highlighting their social responsibility, their sustainability efforts, their community impact.
So it's more than just like ping pong tables and free snacks.
Oh, way more.
It's showing their values.
It is. It's showing they care about the world.
I like that.
I do too.
And I think it's a win-win.
Me too.
Gen Z gets to do work that aligns with their values.
Yes.
And companies get passionate employees.
Yeah, purpose-driven, committed employees.
Okay, so Gen Z isn't just changing the workplace, they're elevating it.
They are. They're demanding more, but also bringing more.
This has been fascinating so far.
Yeah.
I'm ready to dig even deeper.
I am too.
Let's continue this deep dive in part two.
Sounds good. So we've talked a lot about what Gen Z wants, what they're looking for in a workplace.
Right.
But I think we need to flip the script a little and ask, what are they bringing to the table?
That's a good point. It's not a one-way street.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes that. It's not just demands. They have skills and perspective.
Right. The companies really value.
Yeah, they do.
So let's start with the obvious one.
Okay.
Their tech savviness.
Right. It's more than just knowing the latest app.
For sure.
They understand how technology works.
Yeah.
How to use it to solve problems, to innovate.
It's like second nature to them.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, some of us are still struggling to figure out the newest iPhone update.
Right.
And they're out there building apps, coding websites.
Exactly.
So what does that mean for businesses?
Well, imagine a workforce that's not intimidated by tech.
Okay.
But actually excited by it.
Yeah.
Ready to explore its potential.
That changes everything.
It does. It's a total game changer.
Yeah. It's like they're fluent in the language of the future workplace.
They are.
But it's not just tech skills, is it?
No, it's not.
The article also mentioned a different approach to collaboration.
Yeah.
Problem solving, all of that.
Absolutely. That hyper-connected world they grew up in has shaped how they interact.
It's like they're hardwired for teamwork.
They are. They're used to collaborating online.
Sharing ideas.
Working towards shared goals.
It's more than just teamwork makes the dream work, though. They get the power of different perspectives.
Right. They see the value in everyone's input.
Okay.
Regardless of experience or title.
So they're not afraid to challenge the status quo.
No, they're not.
Or question hierarchies.
Exactly. And honestly, that's valuable.
Yeah, in today's world especially.
Companies need people who think outside the box.
Yeah, people who will shake things up.
And who aren't afraid to experiment.
That's a good point. This isn't about having all the answers.
No, it's not.
It's about being comfortable not knowing.
And figuring it out together.
I don't know, but let's find out.
Exactly.
That's a great approach.
It is.
And then there's the passion for social responsibility.
Yes.
It's not just something they talk about.
Right.
They expect it from their employers.
Absolutely.
We touched on this earlier, but it's worth repeating.
It is, yeah.
This isn't just a nice to have, it's a deal breaker.
It's becoming that, yeah.
They're doing their research.
They are, looking at companies' track records.
Okay.
On sustainability, diversity, ethical practices.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
It is, but it's a force for change.
Right, a whole generation holding companies accountable.
And it's already happening.
Really?
It is. Companies are becoming more transparent,
right,
more accountable.
Because of Gen Z.
Because of Gen Z, yeah.
This is pretty inspiring.
It is.
But it also makes me wonder, what about the rest of us?
What do you mean?
Those of us who aren't Gen Z.
Oh, I see.
Are we going to be left behind?
Not at all.
Really?
I think we can learn a lot from Gen Z.
Like what?
Well, it's about being open to new ways of working.
Okay.
Embracing technology, challenging our own assumptions.
So how do we do that? How do we get that Gen Z mindset?
Well, first, embrace continuous learning. They understand that the world is changing fast.
Yeah, faster than ever.
And they're always seeking new knowledge.
Never stop learning.
Exactly. Be a lifelong learner.
Okay, I can do that.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, good point.
Gen Z is all about collaboration, mentorship.
Right, right.
Reach out to colleagues, friends, that tech-savvy teenager, you know?
Huh? Yeah, good advice.
Don't let pride get in the way of learning.
Okay, what about collaboration? They're big on teamwork.
Yeah, open communication.
How do we bring that to our own workplaces?
It starts with listening.
Okay.
Be open to different perspectives.
Even if they challenge our own.
Yeah, even if they do.
And share our own ideas openly.
Yes, and be generous with credit.
It's about building trust.
Yeah, mutual respect.
Where everyone feels safe speaking up.
Exactly.
But it's not just about being nice.
No, it's not.
We can achieve more together.
Right, that's the point.
Now, we can't ignore the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Mental health.
Okay.
Gen Z in the workplace.
Right.
They're bringing so much to the table.
Yeah.
But they're also facing challenges.
They are. They're coming of age in a really uncertain time.
Climate change, politics, the economy.
Social media pressure.
It's a lot.
It is. And we're seeing the effects.
Yeah. Anxiety, depression, burnout.
Especially among young people.
So how do we create workplaces that support them?
It's more than just a few wellness perks.
Okay.
We need a culture of work-life balance.
Right.
Open communication.
Yeah.
Psychological safety.
What does that look like in practice?
Encourage breaks.
Okay, set boundaries.
Between work and life.
Yes. And promote open conversations.
About mental health.
Exactly. Give access to resources.
Counseling, employee assistance.
Yeah, things like that.
And create a culture where it's okay to ask for help.
Yes, without judgment or stigma.
We need to normalize those conversations.
We do, and create workplaces where everyone feels supported.
This is so important.
It is.
We can't expect them to thrive.
No.
If they're struggling.
They're not. Okay, yeah.
So as we wrap up this part.
Okay.
I want to leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
Let's be mindful of the challenges.
Yeah.
Do everything we can.
To support Gen Z.
To create workplaces that support them.
Yes, both personally and professionally. Absolutely. It's time to stop seeing them as just another generation.
And start seeing them as partners.
Partners in building a better future of work.
I like that.
Stay tuned for part 3.
Okay.
Where we'll talk strategies.
Sounds good.
For attracting, retaining, and empowering Gen Z.
And how that benefits everyone.
Welcome back to part 3 of our deep dive into all things Gen Z and the workplace.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It has. We've talked about their values, their strengths, challenges they face.
What they want, what they bring.
Yeah, it's been really eye-opening.
I think so.
But now let's get practical.
Okay, let's do it.
How can companies create a workplace that attracts Gen Z?
Right.
And helps them actually thrive?
And then how does that create a better workplace for everyone?
Exactly. Give us those actionable insights.
Well, first things first, recruitment.
Okay.
Companies need a whole new approach.
Because Gen Z isn't just browsing job boards anymore.
No, they're doing their research,
yeah,
looking for companies that share their values.
So companies need to be more proactive.
They do. Think about it.
Yeah.
Gen Z sees right through all the corporate jargon.
Right. It has to be authentic.
Exactly. Ditch the jargon, show some personality.
Show what you're about.
Yeah. Highlight your social impact. Tell your employees stories.
Okay.
Make it clear why working for your company is more than just a job.
It's about connecting with that desire.
Yes, that desire for meaning.
Okay, so you've attracted some amazing Gen Z talent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How do you keep them?
keep them engaged, motivated.
Yeah, make them want to stay.
This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
This is a generation that prioritizes growth.
Yeah, professional development.
They want to be challenged, learn new skills, see a path forward.
So it's not just about offering training.
No, it's about a culture of learning.
Okay.
Mentorship, collaboration.
Give them ownership.
Yes. Let mm-hmm. them lead projects, make decisions.
Trust them.
Trust them to do the work.
And give them feedback.
Regular feedback, positive and constructive.
So they know how they're doing.
Yeah, what they're good at, what they can improve.
Now, we can't forget about flexibility.
Right, that's been a big theme.
It has. How do companies really embrace it?
It requires a mindset shift.
Okay.
Move past that 9-to-5 mentality.
Work can happen anywhere, anytime.
Exactly. Offer remote work, flexible hours.
Yeah, give them the tools to succeed.
But it's not just about the tools.
Right, it's the culture.
The culture has to value flexibility.
Leaders need to set the example.
Absolutely. Trust your employees.
Yeah, to manage their own time, get the work done.
And communicate.
Oh, that's crucial.
It is. Especially with a distributed workforce.
Yeah.
Regular check-ins, team meetings, even just a quick message.
Okay, before we wrap up.
Yeah.
I want to circle back to mental health.
Okay.
We know it's a big issue for Gen Z.
It is. So what can companies do?
Create a culture of psychological safety.
Yeah, where people feel safe talking about it.
Without judgment.
And that starts at the top.
Leaders need to be open.
Yes, about their own struggles, show vulnerability.
It's okay to not be okay.
Exactly. But it's not just talk.
Right, it's action.
Provide resources, counseling, support.
Encourage breaks.
Boundaries.
Yeah, don't glorify burnout.
A burned out employee helps no one.
That's right. Invest in their well-being.
It's the right thing to do, and it's good for business.
On all levels.
So it seems like the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
It's about creating a workplace that's just, well, human.
I love that. Human-centered.
Yeah.
A workplace that values flexibility, authenticity, learning.
And a real commitment.
To making a difference.
Recognizing that employees.
With their own needs.
Values, aspirations.
And when we honor that.
Everyone benefits.
This deep dive has been so insightful.
It has been fascinating.
We've covered a lot.
We have.
But I encourage everyone listening
yeah.
to keep exploring these ideas.
Keep asking questions.
Challenge your own assumptions.
Think about how you can contribute.
To building a better workplace.
For everyone.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
It does.
Stay curious, stay engaged.
And we'll catch you on the next one.